Let us pray. Father, Mother, God, we give thanks for Easter, a celebration of resurrection and renewal in the name of Jesus. Around us in the natural world, new life is abundant. Buds pop open, flowers bloom, trees grow new leaves, children run in the park shrieking with delight. Invigorating energy and renewal for all to see. We give thanks for resurrection and transformation within us. The story of Jesus' resurrection after suffering betrayal, injustice, torture, and death inspires us to keep dreaming of and find new ways to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. It inspires us to find within ourselves and others kernels of courage, sparks of understanding, rays of hope, to build bridges, heal hurts, and weave nets of love in the world. God, it is difficult and it may sometimes seem impossible to find a way forward when war is raging, injustices are committed in small and big ways. We hold up to you now in silence or aloud those places and people affected by conflict. We grieve for loss of health and life. We hold up to you those in our community and beyond who are suffering physical and mental pain and their caregivers. May they find ways to find joy and meaning despite these profound challenges. We name them now, silently or aloud. Within our community, Mark Porteous, Amber Cunningham and Quillen Quarrington, Sarah Stratton's brother Brian, along with Kelly, Sarah, and family. Let us pray the ecumenical prayer, which you can find on page 3 of the bulletin. You are with us, God, in the uncertain moments. Your Holy Spirit raises us from our hopelessness, challenges our belief, and strengthens our faith. Our hearts burn to proclaim your resurrection, the water of life, forth and bringing hope. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Amen.